Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's gonna be alright. No matter what they say, gonna be a good day. Just wait and see. It's gonna be alright. Cause I'm alright with me.
I'm alright. You're alright. I'm okay. You're okay. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. I'm Dudley. Who's chuckling? Who is it that's chuckling? How dare you?
I don't know.
Who is chuckling?
I think you have a phantom laugh. I didn't hear anything, sir.
Really? Okay. I thought it was you. Or maybe Kara. You've been very disrespectful today. It's in big trouble. It's a focus now on the later in the half hour, Pauline Frommer from Frommer.com with the airline information, travel information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, though, I'm jumping the gun because there's some good news. For those of us who travel a lot, you may find this interesting. American Airlines, Delta, United lead the world in something at least, other than offering the worst service in the world. Most of their fleets have decent Wi-Fi. 3/4 of U.S. airline seat miles or seats themselves are capable of having Wi-Fi. This is from the Global State of In-Flight Wi-Fi Report, something that you all have missed today, but because I am on the job and I am doing as much as I can to familiarize you with important things going on in the world. And actually, this is important. I'm not trying to be facetious. Oh, I am a little. But a lot of people think it's important on the plane to have Wi-Fi. Emirates, the largest airline in international service, ranks 4th. So Americans first, Delta second, United is 3rd, Emirates is 4th. I'm amazed at how big that airline has gotten and how fast it's
Emirates?
Gotten there. Emirates, yeah.
Yeah, well, did you hear about they have the cabin where you can actually rent and sleep in it?
Oh, yeah.
For like $28,000 a flight or something.
Oh, yeah,
ridiculous.
Right. Ridiculous, yeah, exactly. Yeesh. All right, Southwest on this list, number 5. Let's see here. 53 airlines around the world offer Wi-Fi. That's it. Most of them outside of our country. The Middle East airlines that all are growing really very quickly. Among the top 10 globally, Lufthansa offers Wi-Fi on all of its long-haul fleet. Singapore Airlines does. JetBlue does. Let's see here. What am I looking at? The most connected route and now the most popular route internationally out of New York is New York to Dubai. Hmm. Isn't that amazing? They're using one of those A380s, the double-decker planes. The least connected route is from Hong Kong to London. Only 13% of seats have connection, and that's a route that's dominated by both British Airways and Cathay Pacific. Cathay Pacific is actually quite a good airline, I think. So meanwhile, on the flying front, reports today at DougSteffen.com about emotional support animals on airplanes. I had Charlotte to support me. Some of you may be bringing your dog as a support animal. Here's a report on a recent Delta flight where somebody's emotional support animal was a turkey.
Ugh. Many airline passengers cringe when they hear crying babies on board, but how about a gobbling turkey? That really happened aboard a recent Delta flight. Many passengers bring their service animals on flights to help calm their fear of flying. With the proper paperwork, the Air Carrier Access Act allows almost every species of service animals on board U.S. flights, except snakes and other reptiles, ferrets, rodents, and spiders.
Okay.
Snakes on the plane. Yeah.
Can I have a moment to just tell it? I am so ticked about this.
Really?
We have wussified this country into oblivion. The fact that people can't travel without their dog, their turkey, or their spider is embarrassing. It's humiliating. It's terrible to the animals. I don't know where PETA is on this. I think I just told you, Doug. I just took a flight from Prague back to LA, and I went through Switzerland. Some dummy gets aboard the flight from Switzerland, Zurich, to Los Angeles, which is 12, 13, I don't know, maybe 13 hours. with a freaking dog, Doug. A gigantic dog that's not just a little tiny puppy that you can put on your lap. This dog is like the size of a horse. It was like one of those big dogs, and he's got the service animal thing strapped on the back of it. How is that even fair? I don't want to be on the flight for 12, 13 hours. This dog couldn't go to the bathroom. It's not like it was using the little pee-pee pads. I mean,
yeah, that'd be,
are you nuts?
That's tough on the dog.
Yes.
Never mind whatever.
To lay on the ground?
The dog, not going to the, well, the dog's well trained if it holds it for 12 hours, but.
Oh, they were jogging. They were pushing to get off the plane first, and then they were running. But you still have to clear customs. I mean, it's not like they have a dog pee-pee area where you can, you know, run right past.
Used to be that if you did that with a dog, the dog would be in some sort of solitude for months at a time. Used to be able to quiet the dogs. I had a friend who was a South African many years ago, and she bought a place in London, and she had to bring her dog from South Africa to London. They put it in quarantine for 6 months to make sure that there was nothing wrong with the dog. And many countries have done that. Some still do. But now it's back and forth. I think it's easier to do it domestically. I used to bring Charlotte with me back and forth. And it was, she was great. Everybody loved talking to her.
I know. And look, I love animals.
Depends.
I love my cat.
And you don't have to put a preface in there. Because that's what people want
to
do.
Why do I have to go to the movies with my animal? I mean, and you're kind of infringing.
Who goes to the movies with their animal? When did that start?
My friend took her dog because it was a service animal.
To the movies?
Yes.
You got it.
Oh, people take them everywhere.
Really?
I don't understand why
now
we
are wussified. I'm with you on that one.
And you know, as much as I do love animals, I'm allergic to a lot of dogs. My dad will tell you this. I can't even walk into his house without starting to sneeze.
Did you used to do that when you were around Charlotte? Were you allergic?
I'm not allergic to all dogs. She had a different kind of hair. I don't think I sneezed around her too much.
No.
And my dad's previous dog wasn't a problem, but this dog, for some reason, I'm allergic. But it's just rude.
When you go online. And pay to get a letter granting you permission for an emotional support animal, your letter might want to sound like this.
To whom it may concern, I am a licensed mental health professional who is currently treating Mark Akonzi for his emotional mental health condition. He has a disorder for which an emotional support animal will help provide him with the relief that traditional medication cannot. I have prescribed him to have one pig for emotional support.
Thanks for that, by the way.
A pig?
All right, that was funny.
A pig, a turkey. I mean, give me a break.
All right. Speaking of animals, Sean Penn has written the article is called El Chapo Speaks by Sean Penn. Doesn't that sound like My Summer at Camp by Sean Penn?
That's right.
And he starts the article by, this is at DougStefan.com, by the way, in the trending box. It's September 28th, 2015. My head is swimming, labeling track phones, burners, one per contact, one per day, destroy, burn, buy, balancing levels of encryption, mirroring through black phones, anonymous email addresses, unsent messages, accessed in draft form. It's a clandestine horror show for the single most technologically illiterate man left standing. At 55 years old, I've never learned to use a laptop. And it goes on and on. There's a picture of Sean Penn shaking El Chapo's hand with one of his El Chapo shirts on that you can't find now in L.A. because they're sold
sellers.
Out. Yeah, right. So the interview was in September. I thought it was just like in December.
It was just published.
Oh, it was back in September. For heaven's sakes. All right, so that's that story. Other troubling items today. The governor of Michigan asking President Obama to help the water situation in Flint, Michigan. This problem goes back to April of last year. The governor and the National Guard and all the other parties like putting Humpty Dumpty together again. This situation, you've heard me talking about this every day this week. This is the most asinine reality that you could possibly imagine. How these people got away with, if you didn't hear the story, they used to get their water there out of lake, wasn't Lake Michigan. I think it was Lake Superior. It didn't make a difference. The lake's water is great. But they decided they didn't want to pay for it because it was being cleansed in Detroit and then shipped up to Flint. So they decided they'd take their water right out of the Flint River, which is full of everything you can imagine. Because at one point in time, there were five, count them, one, two, three, four, five automobile assembly plants along that river in Flint. So you know what happens when you're involved in an industrial work situation like that. A lot of it gets runoff. It's runoff into the river. So the river is full of all kinds of things, mostly lead and contaminants like that. And the children are getting sick all over the place. The city's going to get sued into bankruptcy. But it's just that kind of stupidity where one person makes a decision like that that's so bad. Where is the common sense? What would tell you, what would make you think that sucking water out of a river that's full with all kinds of contaminants is going to work? Where do you come to, how do you exist as a human being and be that stupid? And then the rest of the people in town go along with you. It's like there's a disease. Maybe they got sick before they started drinking the water. It's nuts. And what it's going to cost to clean it up. So now it's gone from a local situation to a statewide problem, and now it's a federal problem. Wow. Be happy you're not in Flint drinking the water there. 44 past the hour. Jennifer checks the television news, including what will be in the debut department for tonight's viewing. That's next here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Is your life like a vacation? It can be.
Most people spend more time planning a vacation than they devote to planning their life. You can live your dream if you ask two vacation-related questions.
Where do you want to go? It's a simple question, but make sure you fill in the details. Don't just picture it, feel it.
What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Where are you doing it? These are just some of the choices you want to consider as you think about life on your own terms.
Now that you know your destination, you're ready for the second question. How will you get there? Carve your trip up into sections.
What will you do today to drive you closer to your destination? How about tomorrow?
You may face detours along the way, so be flexible. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1985 NHL Rookie of the Year played an amazing 26 seasons, racking up nearly 1,500 games. He's a three-time winner of the Norris Trophy, and he's proudly hoisted the Stanley Cup three times.
A rink-wide pass. Here's Chelios out of the penalty box. He scores!
So where is Chris Chelios now? Chris finally hung up his skates in August of 2010, but the very same day he retired, the Detroit Red Wings announced they had hired Chris to work in the front office as the advisor to hockey operations. Chris helped to develop the Red Wings' defensive prospects from the minors.
Now Chelios' shot blocked by the back and jumps. He shoots! He scores! Chris Chelios!
Not bad for a guy who played until he was 47. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Uncrate is a gadget guide for men, from cars to watches. Five new gadgets every day, 8,000 in total. Sleek and sexy.
Uber hot.
Uncrate. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you think that your dreams are private? No way. There are researchers out there who do nothing but study what people dream about. So here's how your dreams stack up against the average John or Jane Doe in the population, along with the science of it. You get a brand new dream every 90 minutes. That's about five or six new dreams a night, and they're probably recurring themes like falling, being chased, failing at some simple task. Most of our dreams find us in a situation where we have little control, you know, like falling.
Have you any dreams you like yourself?
What's the cheap psychological trick? Take control before you get out of bed. When you're in that period between fully asleep and awake, mentally rewrite the dream with a happy ending. As a result, you'll find yourself more confident during the waking hours. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
There was 57 channels. Time for Jennifer to give us the straight scoop on what's going on the television screen. I thought this was interesting, Jen. Samsung's line of smart TVs this year featuring a hub to connect all internet-connected devices in your home. The Smart Hub TV, product of Samsung's acquisition of SmartThings. And so this is, again, the connected society and what it is that we are going to be faced with. I suppose choices, some of us may not be comfortable. Some of us may just want to keep things the way they are, which may be
a
problem.
Too bad for us.
Yeah,
too
exactly.
Bad for those people, because everything, the only thing that changes is change, right?
Yep. Adam Lambert in the news today.
Yeah. This isn't a shocking casting tidbit, but because it's pretty good. Adam Lambert, who's been touring with Queen, he's actually the top earning American Idol star over Carrie Underwood, crazy, is returning to Fox. He has been tapped to co-star and their rendition of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is going to air live on the channel. So that'll be kind of cool to see Adam Lambert back on Fox. Also, we were all excited because the cast of Friends getting back together.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not so fast. Oh. It was now made clear that Matthew Perry will not be joining the reunion.
What's he doing? Why's he so busy?
He's in rehearsals for a London play, and he said, I guess the network knew about this before they made the announcement, but they chose to ignore or maybe pressure him.
Come on.
I don't know. You'd think that he would. I mean, he's definitely not the biggest star by far. I mean, you would think maybe it would be Jennifer Aniston who wouldn't come back, but the special will tape on June 24th without Matthew Perry. Dirty Dancing, remember that movie? Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Right.
Well, ABC is going to do a musical version of that. Deborah Messing is going to join.
So what happened to her TV show on NBC? Was she and Josh Logan are sort of ex-husband and wife police?
The Chronicles of Laura?
That was a good show.
The Mysterious Life
Chronicles
of Laura? What is it?
Yeah, no, it's Chronicles of.
She's still doing that. This is actually like a one-time
event. Oh, okay.
So that's a good
show. The Mysteries of Laura.
The
Mysteries of Laura. I knew it was Chronicles of Mysteries.
That's a good show. Who's Nick Carter?
Nick Carter was a Backstreet Boy.
That's not who was Madonna's, not Madonna's. What's her face's husband? Who's the, that's Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, right. That was Mariah Carey's husband. Nick Carter he was just competing on Dancing with the Stars. He did really well, came in second, announced his wife's pregnancy on the air. Well, now he's in trouble. Not quite TV news, but sort of. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He was out partying it up at Hog's Breath Saloon in Key West, where I know you like to hang out. He was so intoxicated, the bartender tried to not serve him, and Nick caused a big scene and got himself arrested.
And LeBron James is getting a reality series on CNBC.
On CNBC, of all places, right?
51 after on Good Day.